Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, November 13th. Today we're going to do a little something different with Isaiah 57. We're supposed to be reading verses 14 through 21, but I'm just going to focus in on verse 15 today. And we're going to do something called Lectio Divina, which is divine reading of the text, where you go through a verse for three or four times and you really focus in and ask the Lord to speak to us from His Word. So if you'll take a deep breath with me, we're going to enter in a time where we're focusing in on what God is saying. As you listen, notice the words or phrases that draw your attention. Isaiah 57, verse 15. For thus says the High and Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with those who are contrite and humble in spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite. And now as you prepare to hear the verse read again, why do you think that the word or phrase that you were drawn to came to your attention? What might the Lord be revealing to you about His character or about your heart? Again, for thus says the High and Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with those who are contrite and humble in spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Maybe here you are contrasting high and holy with near and humble. Let that tension sit in your heart and remind you of God's mercy. As we listen a third time, would you be ready to turn your attention towards making this verse into a prayer? What do you want to say in response to the Lord? For thus says the High and Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with those who are contrite and humble in spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite. Take a second to pray to the High and Holy One, who also listens and responds to the humble and the contrite. And then I'm going to read just one final time. This time I don't want you to think about it or even speak. Just rest. Just rest in the truth that God, who is high and holy, loves you. For thus says the High and Holy One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with those who are contrite and humble in spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite. Thank you for going through that little exercise with me today. If you enjoyed it, we might could do it again. Just let me know what you think. And let us transition now to reading from the book of Acts, chapter 24. And I'll be reading verses 10 through 21. Paul now is able to defend. And here, when he makes his defense before Felix, several things stick out to me. One thing is that he calls Christianity the way. It says in verse 14, according to the way. In verse 15, he reminds Felix that probably the reason he's on trial is because of the hope he has in God. A hope in the resurrection. Starting in verse 10. When the governor motioned to him to speak, Paul replied, "I cheerfully make my defense, knowing that for many years you have been a judge over the people. As you can find out, it is not more than 12 days since I went up to worship in Jerusalem. They did not find me disputing with anyone in the temple or stirring up a crowd, either in the synagogues or throughout the city. Neither can they prove to you the charge that they now bring against me. But this I admit to you, that according to the way, which they call a sect, I worship the God of our ancestors, believing everything laid down according to the law or written in the prophets. I have a hope in God, a hope that they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Therefore, I do my best always to have a clear conscience toward God and all people. Now, after some years, I came to bring alms to my people and to offer sacrifices. While I was doing this, they found me in the temple completing the rite of purification without any crowd or disturbance. But there were some Jews from Asia. They ought to be here before you to make an accusation, if they have anything against me. Or let these men here tell you what crime they have found when I stood before the council. Unless it was the one sentence that I called out while standing before them, it is about the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today." Well, we'll just have to leave that one with a cliffhanger. What's going to happen next? Okay, moving on to Psalm 123, verses 3 and 4. "Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than its fill of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Will you pray with me? Lord, you are high and holy, and yet in your mercy, you have come down to us in the person of Jesus. Lord, make us contrite and humble in spirit, and then revive us. Revive our heart of love for you, recognizing that you are the way, and that we have hope in the resurrection only because of Jesus. Have mercy upon us in our weakness, and remind us of your grace day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Thank you, Father, for the blessing that it is to be able to pray to you. We lift our hearts and our concerns before you even now, resting in the assurance that you hear us and that you respond, most clearly through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.